Hi, my name is Samir Mehta. I'm the marketing manager for WebSphere Virtual Enterprise. And with me today, I have the pleasure of introducing Matt Hanos, WebSphere Virtual Enterprise product manager. What we're going to cover today is take you through a series of questions about WebSphere Virtual Enterprise that many customers have been asking, and share with you what it can provide you in terms of your application server and application infrastructure environment. So let's get started. Matt, can you tell us a little bit about what is WebSphere Virtual Enterprise and what does it do?
Yeah, sure. First of all, you have to recognize WebSphere Virtual Enterprise is not an application server, but it makes application servers and application environments better. So there's three main features or capabilities of it. The first one is policy-based workload management, being able to intelligently manage the inbound workload or transaction requests, start and stop application servers as needed, queue transaction requests, what's referred to as flow control. So there's this whole notion of policy-based workload management. The whole goal of it is SLA attainment. You can set service policies, say my application response time should be this, the relative prioritization of my applications is this, and then WebSphere Virtual Enterprise will manage to it. The second capability is all about health management, and this is about application and application infrastructure availability. So there's a set of health conditions and health actions, both of which can be customized, that proactively fix application and application infrastructure issues. So health management is the second capability area, and the third capability area is application edition management. It's all about application versioning, and you consider when, you know, many problems in an IT infrastructure occur when you roll out a new application. So application edition management, this capability helps to streamline that process so that you can validate your application or service before rolling it out. You can support rolling upgrades where certain next users who come in see the new versions, existing users see the old one. But the whole sort of goal of application edition management is to streamline and improve the availability of the application and application infrastructure when you're deploying new applications and services.
Great. So, Matt, it sounds like it has a lot of benefits for CIOs, operations managers, and administrators in terms of better managing the health of their application infrastructure, application server environment. Does WebSphere Virtual Enterprise require server virtualization technologies such as VMware or IBM's PowerVM? And do I really need both technologies in my infrastructure?
So this is a good question. This is a question that we get a lot. What's the relationship between virtual enterprise and server virtualization technologies? And indeed, if I'm using server virtualization, do I even need WebSphere Virtual Enterprise? So if you take a step back and consider that server virtualization is focused on resources, right, machine resources, while in WebSphere Virtual Enterprise we're focused on the application, what we refer to as application infrastructure virtualization, it provides the application perspective to virtualization. So server virtualization focuses on machines. WebSphere Virtual Enterprise focuses on applications. With WebSphere Virtual Enterprise and WebSphere, we take a decidedly application view to virtualization. Let the application, their needs, their requirements drive all of the virtualization and all of the infrastructure and GORP around it. So if you take a step back and think about it, what's the most important asset in a company? What are companies really trying to do? In the end, they're running application, they're running services, they're running business processes to help them make money, and the infrastructure, including all the virtualization, is there to support it. So it only, exists to support applications and services.
So, Matt, does WebSphere Virtual Enterprise require server virtualization technologies, and do I really need both?
Well, you know, technically not absolutely, but there are a couple views here, right? The first view, and there are some customers who do this, take only a software virtualization strategy. So they let, you know, their virtualization strategy is WebSphere Virtual Enterprise. Obviously, they're predominantly an application server, application infrastructure, middleware type of organization. And, you know, they let the software virtualization, application infrastructure virtualization, be their virtualization strategy. And the second view here, and it's more of a practical view, is that server virtualization is everywhere. So if you look at System P or System Z, every workload runs in an LPAR or a virtual machine. Now, that's not quite true on the Intel platforms because of the maturity of virtualization technology, but that'll happen over time. You know, you don't absolutely need server virtualization, but, you know, they're complementary. And if you're using server virtualization, there are particular benefits of extending the value and the capabilities that organizations are using for server virtualization. So, you know, we have a point of view here in application infrastructure virtualization, and in for WebSphere sellers, don't hide from it, right? We hear virtualization. You know, organizations are doing a lot with server virtualization. It's very important that we tell our story, give our perspective, the application perspective to virtualization.
And Matt, can you talk a little bit about this new virtualization category IBM's talking about?
Yeah, and we call it application infrastructure virtualization, and there was a reason for that. I mean, it's about application virtualization, and you know, but the market sort of has defined, or, you know, there's a connotation of application virtualization as being associated with desktop or client virtualization. So to distinguish ourselves and to reiterate our focus on enterprise data centers, we introduced a new market category called application infrastructure virtualization. So if you take the resource virtualization provided by server virtualization, the core application virtualization provided by the Java virtual machine, and then this concept of resource pooling, right? If your application virtualization separates the application from the machine, well, it's not very interesting if you can't run it across multiple machines. So this notion of application infrastructure virtualization takes these virtualization constructs and provides the ability to separate the applications from the physical infrastructure they run on, and then from that, you workloads can then be dynamically placed and migrated across a pool of application server resources, allowing the infrastructure to dynamically adapt, respond to business needs. Your requests are prioritized and intelligently routed to respond to the most critical application services and users. So it's more than, you know, just the application virtualization indeed, which is just the separation of the application from the underlying infrastructure, adding rich qualities of service like policy-based workload management.
Okay, Matt. And can you talk a little bit more about the specific benefits of WebSphere Virtual Enterprise to customers, and we know we've got quite a few out there that are deploying server virtualization technologies such as VMware in a x86 environment or PowerVM in a System P AIX Unix environment. Can you talk a little bit more about the specific benefits that Virtual Enterprise can play in those environments?
Right. You know, there's a number of them. The first area is around cost savings. Many people have started with server virtualization around a cost savings agenda, right? So they took all of these servers that have multiplied rapidly over the last 5 to 10 years, mostly Intel, turned them into logical or virtual servers and hosted them on larger, more efficient, more green servers. So this has, you know, the main driver of server virtualization has been around economics, has been around cost savings. So there's a couple things here that, you know, WebSphere Virtual Enterprise can complement or add value to that economic equation. The first one is around workload management, and that, you know, one of the key aspects of workload management is to be able to drive up utilization of your application server resources. So, you know, traditionally what you'll find is, you know, that there's going to be a lot of virtual machines. People have consolidated onto large physical servers, and using, you know, the demand side of the equation, managing the inbound workload, the transaction requests, and driving that intelligently into the back-end virtualized infrastructure complements the economics by increasing the utilization of those virtual hosts. The other thing, the area, and it aligns with this consolidation focus, is people have used server virtualization to consolidate smaller machines onto larger ones, and sort of the same principle applies. Indeed, you get more flexibility because with WebSphere Virtual Enterprise, you can consolidate application servers into virtual machines or onto physical machines. So the same notion of consolidating or stacking multiple virtual machines applies to the Java virtual machine and application servers as well. Indeed, you get a little bit more flexibility.
Okay, that's cool. You know, a lot of people are using server virtualization to consolidate multiple applications that were previously on different servers and put them together on one server. Server virtualization allows these applications to live on the same machine without affecting one another. Now, this is a big deal in multi-tenant hosting environments. Matt, can you talk a bit about how WebSphere Virtual Enterprise works with this?
Well, yeah, it's interesting you should say that. You know, the issue here is when you have multiple applications inside a virtual machine or LPAR, they can start to affect one another. So, and you don't really want to do that. WebSphere Virtual Enterprise manages things at the application level and the application resource level, so it can ensure that applications which are living in the virtual machines are well-behaved. So you can have an application that can consume all the resources in a virtual machine, and it can take down that virtual machine. And the nice thing about server virtualization is it isolates that into that machine. But really what you want to do is you want to never impact that virtual machine. And that's where WebSphere Virtual Enterprise comes in, by doing things and managing things at the application level. Now, the analogy I like to use here is, it's kind of like everyone, you know, when you consider this consolidation that's happening via server virtualization, everyone's lived in the country. All of these servers have lived by themselves on physical machines all over an organization, maybe under people's office desks and stuff like that. And now they're being consolidated. So in effect, they're moving into the city, and, you know, there's got to be law. There's got to be enforcement. So WebSphere Virtual Enterprise provides that. It adds that application isolation to the server isolation added by server virtualization. You know, I just mentioned there was a good article last summer in CIO Magazine. Monster.com did, you know, server consolidation using virtualization. They received all of the great economic benefits, but they forgot about the application view. So they ran into a lot of application contention issues. They were not meeting their service level agreements. And this is what occurs when you put all of these things together and you don't have a governance, an application level governance like WebSphere Virtual Enterprise, keeping law in order and making sure that the resources, the physical resources that are mapped to the virtual machines are used appropriately and in accordance with what the service policy should be for the applications. That is a very interesting article in CIO.com, or CIO Magazine, and it was Monster.com, that kind of is a very illustrative point of why application infrastructure virtualization, WebSphere Virtual Enterprise, sort of what the benefit is for sort of application-level isolation.
And is there any notion of this working across multiple hypervisors and servers?
Yeah, I mean, that's another key point. You know, in a sense, you can think of WebSphere Virtual Enterprise as a hypervisor for application servers. I mean, that's, you know, not our marketing view, but you have these application servers, and WebServer Virtual Enterprise works with hypervisors and virtual machines or LPARs on a single machine, but importantly takes a broader view by looking at and working with servers, hypervisors, and virtual machines across an infrastructure. Server virtualization tends to be focused on a physical machine, and that's not always true with technologies like VMware's infrastructure, now called VDCOS. But generally, it's a real benefit that WebServer Virtual Enterprise not only focuses on the application, but that works within and across a distributed infrastructure to provide a more holistic and broad sense of virtualization across, by working with server virtualization, but across multiple physical and virtual resources.
Oh, Matt, so this is powerful. We're starting to understand why application awareness is important. And are there any other further benefits you want to share with the audience?
Yeah, there's a couple more that I'd highlight. The first one is around this area of health management, which I kind of mentioned was one of the key features early on in the podcast here. Was one of the key capabilities of WebServer Virtual Enterprise, and it applies to virtualized environments as well. I mean, these applications, whether or not they're running in a physical environment or a virtual environment, the health of those applications, the availability of those applications and the application infrastructure is always going to be important. There's a particular example here as well in that, you know, on the Intel VMware ESX server, one of the key capabilities is this notion of memory over commitment. A lot of customers are using it on ESX server and VDCOS, and it's really a very important capability for ESX server and VMware environments because you can host and have more virtual machines on a physical machine. So it's very key to being able to host as many virtual machines as possible, and it's a competitive differentiation at this point that VMware ESX server has over Citrix Xen server and Microsoft's Hyper-V. So this notion of memory over commitment, very cool, but if in the Java web app server, if memory actually gets overcommitted and you actually need more memory than has been allocated across the virtual machines, the effects are quite dramatic in terms of throughput and the ability of the ESX server and the VMware environment to recover. In effect, this is a great capability, but if it actually happens that you overcommit memory, the results are pretty bad. And what WebShare Virtual Enterprise can do is it can recognize this condition and prevent it from actually happening. So that adds a tremendous amount of value to VMware environments. This whole notion of health management, and particularly with the case that we just went through with VMware and memory overcommitment, are good examples of why application availability and application infrastructure availability with WebSphere Virtual Enterprise is so important. The second area I'll mention just in terms of other capabilities is in terms of your architecture, server virtualization tends to focus on what's referred to as vertical scalability, being able to scale out within a machine. But it's very important for application performance and service level attainment that you balance a vertical view with a horizontal scaling view. And that's what intelligent workload management of WebSphere Virtual Enterprise can offer server virtualized environments as well.
Well, Matt, you've gone through just a wealth of wonderful information about WebSphere Virtual Enterprise and what can it do on this podcast. How can people find out more about WebSphere Virtual Enterprise?
You know, probably the best place to start is our public website. It's www.ibm.com/software/webserver/appserve/extend/virtual-enterprise. Probably want to rewind to hear that again. The easiest thing to do is actually just to go to Google and enter WebSphere Virtual Enterprise, and that'll cause the first hit will be our public website. And it includes case studies, data sheets, demos, and white papers. So I would, strongly encourage anyone interested to speak to their IBM representative, look at the public website, look into one of the differentiating capabilities that we have is to look into providing what we refer to as a business value assessment, which is no charge. And basically in just a few hours, you can begin to articulate to your customer, to your client, you can show them and articulate the value of WVE by showing them the ROI for deploying WebSphere Virtual Enterprise based on their current application server environment and what their future plans might be. I would encourage to look and have a discussion with your client. Don't shy away from the virtualization discussion because we have a very important perspective to lend to that discussion. And, most of the industry is very much caught up in server and resource virtualization. IBM and WebSphere has a very unique perspective, and we have a lot of resources on our public website. Having this discussion and then following it up with a business value assessment to articulate and show to clients the economic benefits associated, which is very important, we know, in software in terms of making the business case.
Well, Matt, thank you very much for taking the time to share with our audience all of the capabilities of WebSphere Virtual Enterprise and how it fits in and really complements and enhances server virtualization technologies that many of our customers are using today, and really how it can help organizations both from a virtualization perspective of their application servers, but as you clearly articulated, the health management capabilities and the ability to easily upgrade applications without interruption. And I would encourage everyone again to go, as Matt suggested, IBM.com. You can also enter WebSphere Virtual Enterprise in the search in IBM.com as well as Google and the URL that Matt mentioned. With that, I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this IBM podcast. I'm Samir Mehta, the marketing manager for WebSphere Virtual Enterprise, and thank you for listening.